Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Dre Baldwin. Dre is the CEO and founder of Work On Your Game Incorporated. He has given 4 TEDx talks and has authored 35 books. Dre had a 9-year professional basketball career playing in 8 countries. Dre's framework is the roadmap in reverse for high performance, consistency, and results. So, Dre, welcome to Basic Business AI. Now, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Hey, Anna, thanks for having me on. And from my perspective, being that I'm in thought leadership, what is doing it is it's allowing people like myself to repurpose, for lack of a better term, material that we already have in so many different ways. And we're able to do it. We were doing it already, but now you're able to do it at a click of a button to where you don't need a human to do the work. We don't need to do the work ourselves. Now it's just a matter of using certain software that can do it for us, such as taking audio and turning it into written material, taking written material, turning it into a course, taking ideas and turning them into articles or books or course materials, webinars, speeches, et cetera. So what artificial intelligence is allowing us to do is to expand and multiply our offerings much faster and much more effectively than we have been doing up until now.
I love what you're saying, that it's allowing us to expand and scale everything that we're doing. I would challenge that of we don't need humans anymore, because we still need the human to input whatever we need for the AI to create. However, I am very curious, Dre. What are some practical applications for your business that you use AI in?
One thing, for example, is I have an audio show that I do every day. I also live stream every day. And I started transcribing, getting those things transcribed, AI transcription, not human, to where it's 80 to 90, 95% accurate, depending on who you ask. And getting all those things transcribed. And then I have 30 chapters in what I basically put out as a monthly bonus add-on to members of our monthly coaching program. So it's just an added thing that I can add to my library that also adds to the offering of what we're giving people in our program. And that's just one example. And other things that it allows you to do is it helps with ideation. That's actually a really big thing, especially people in the thought leadership space, because we're always creating content. We're always talking about different things. And some of us have a ton of ideas already, but others may struggle with coming up with new stuff, depending on how much you put out. So artificial intelligence is really good at, you can plug in a topic and say, hey, give me 30 ideas on business professionalism, and then give you 30 ideas. Now, you might not use all 30, but there may be 10 in there that are actually useful.
I love that. And I do use it a lot for brainstorming too. And I use this technique that is called prompt chaining. So what you just described, gave me 30 ideas of whatever topic you choose. And it gives me the 30 topics, and I'm not going to use the 30 topics, but maybe I can choose 3. All right. Dig deeper in these other topics in these 3 topics that I am interested in. Do you use it like that, or do you use it in any other way?
Well, me, I don't usually ask it to dig deeper, because I think I'm better at it than the software is. And I have a certain angle that I like to take with my stuff. So all I need, because I have so much experience creating content, I've been doing this for 2 decades now, is I just need the topic. As long as I get the topic and it's something that I have not addressed already, because I already know what I have addressed and what I haven't, then I say, oh, that's a good topic. And I immediately already start thinking about what I would say about it. So I don't take it deeper. But if I was, let's say, I didn't have the ability to kind of flesh out ideas the way that I do, I would do what you said that you do.
That's awesome. What are, for instance, some of the AI platforms that you use?
Man, a lot of them. Well, of course, you got the ChatGPT on a basic level. These days, Rev has stepped up their AI stuff a lot. That's audio transcription. So you can plug audio in there and they can make it into written material. I have a friend who's much more into tech than I am, and she's always telling me about new stuff that's coming out. She just showed me this tech. I forget even the name of it, but it basically takes a lot of stuff that you would have, for example, a virtual assistant do, like updating your CRM and sending follow-up emails, et cetera, like personalized follow-up emails, not just the ones that the system can fire off, but ones that had to be personalized with links. And you can train software to do that for you, which is incredible. If it can actually do what she's proposing to me that it can do, that's crazy. I've even seen software out there that can write basically entire books for you, not just articles, but entire books. That, again, I haven't dove into all these things just yet, but the way it's looking. And one other thing I'll tell you is I heard someone say that you should just keep a list of anything that you wish artificial intelligence could do and just keep it written down. And eventually it's going to happen. And I just, every time I think of something, like, man, it'd be great if AI could do this, this, and this, so I don't have to keep doing it. I just write them down. And eventually some of those things are starting to get crossed off the list because now they exist. So now I just make a new list. Okay, now I'm going to sign up for this, 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 and this.
Man, how interesting. What are some of the things that you have on your list that you wish that AI could do for you?
Man, let me pull it up. You should have asked me before we start recording, but let me
see. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to pull it up real quick. Okay, so one thing that I didn't know about was AI can make photographs. It can make headshots. So in business, of course, you want to have headshots all the time. So it's not good with the bodies. I've had some really funny things happen when AI tries to make the body. It doesn't work. But anything from like the collarbone up, is perfect. It can make a bunch and give you, you get 500 photos for like $30. And there are a bunch of websites that can do that. I've always wanted AI to be able to make videos, and we know it can do that now. I think the cost of that is a little bit high still. And I'm waiting for it to be able to take my video and edit it in such a way that it can kind of basically have me doing stuff that I never actually did and then make a video out of it. And I know that exists, but it's a little bit still resource heavy right now. And I don't know how they're going to regulate that, because you could do a lot of crazy things with something like that. Social media management and basically posting certain things to social media for certain reasons at certain times, not just the times because they already have that, but something like that. I've seen advertising. There are AI that will make advertising for you. What's another one? I want AI to be able to, this is my possibilities list, create, edit it, and optimize YouTube videos based on recommendations of a different software. So basically take multiple softwares and have them communicate with each other and then create the content based on that, and then create the metadata, the titles, the tags, the thumbnails, and do everything with one click to where I don't have to do any of that and I don't have to manage the humans who do it, but the software is already trained to do it. So this software that I was telling you about a moment ago that my friend said can kind of communicate with damn near any app through API, if it can do that, then I'm going to be signing up for something like that. Or turning my podcast episodes, let's say I record a solo episode or even this episode right here, and turning it into an audio or video with no SEO titles and tags. And I've seen something that Google does that actually does this. It's called Notebook LM. I don't know if you've heard of it, but you can plug something in. Let's say we plug this audio in, right? And then you click a button. And what happens is a man and a woman who are not real people have a conversation about this conversation, talking about it as if it's a news item that just happened yesterday. And it'll be like a 10-minute conversation. And I've seen it, and it's crazy because it just listens to what you said and it does a whole podcast conversation between two AI people as if the news is whatever content it is that you submitted. So you can do that with a YouTube video, an audio file, or just a text file, like a document or a book.
Sounds amazing.
I'm going on. I don't know if you want me to keep going.
I love your list. I would love to for you to keep going on, but we would need like a 3-hour podcast, maybe.
But, maybe not that long, but yes.
Well, we could talk about your list and then keep going on more ideas. But Drake, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Sure. So our company's called Work On Your Game. What we do here is we work with high level performers, people who are either in or want to be top 2% performers of what they do. So we're looking for high-minded, ambitious people who want to perform at their highest level, do so consistently, and produce more results. And that's all based on a framework that I extracted from my background as a professional athlete, and basically teaching people how to take the athletic mindset and frameworks and accountability and apply it to their professional and business lives. And the way you can find me is at workonyourgameuniversity.com. And of course, I'm on all the social media platforms actively.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap up here. Thanks to our guest, Dre Baldwin, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting workonyourgameuniversity.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.